Last week, a handful of Delta Western Fuel Supply employees in Unalaska kicked off an effort to unionize by going on strike. As KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal reports, they're pressing ahead even after a visit from the company president.
None of Delta Western's 10 fuel supply shops in Alaska are unionized, but about a half a dozen employees in Unalaska want to change that. They're trying to join the Inland Boatmen's Union, the marine division of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union. Kirk Payne is the president of Delta Western. He flew in from Anchorage last week to talk to the pro-union workers in Unalaska and find out more about allegations that managers had singled them out for punishment.
Well, we certainly asked them if there was harassment, you know, if they had concerns. And, you know, if there are, certainly we'll address those.
Payne says Delta Western strives to provide a safe workplace.
First of all, we do not tolerate harassment, discrimination of any kind. You know, we have an 800 number that they can call either anonymously or unanonymously, and they're always welcome to call me.
But Payne said he hadn't heard any complaints, quote, of significance while he was in Unalaska.
Nothing that would warrant what the activities were on Sunday.
Payne's referring to the pro-union workers walking out on the job on February 16th. During their protest, the workers alleged that their managers had used 401k retirement plans as a bargaining chip, and they said that it was in violation of federal labor laws. Payne provided KUCB with access to a letter that was circulated among Delta Western staff in Unalaska. The letter is signed by Payne and Brian Bogan. He's the president of Delta Western's parent company, North Star Petroleum. In the letter, the executives urge workers not to unionize. To do that, they emphasize the benefits the workers currently have, and they also show how benefits might change if workers unionized. One possible scenario is that the company that administers Delta Western's 401k retirement plan may not work with unionized employees.
That's a discriminatory statement. It's a threat to treat union members differently than other workers at the company.
John Breyer is an organizer with the Inland Boatmen's Union. He's been working with Delta Western's pro-union contingent in Unalaska. Breyer says those workers submitted a letter to Delta Western requesting recognition of their union membership shortly after they walked out.
The company has it in their power to recognize these folks. With a majority of folks signed on making the demand, the company certainly can follow through on that.
It's been a week since the employees requested recognition, but Breyer says the company hasn't responded to them yet. For now, the workers have no plans to file a petition for union representation with the National Labor Relations Board. If they did, that could lead to a formal unionization vote among all eligible Delta Western employees in Unalaska. An information officer from the NLRB in Seattle says they received a formal complaint of unfair labor practices from the Inland Boatmen's Union. In the complaint, the union says that Delta Western violated federal labor law over the last 6 months. Payne says Delta Western will cooperate fully with the NLRB as they investigate the workers' claims. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.